Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from The Walking Dead, actor Chandler Riggs. What's going on, Chandler?
Great. And it's going good.
It's going good. Hanging out, chilling today. Okay. Yeah. So The Walking Dead, of course, returns this Sunday. And we pick up from the shocking cliffhanger, Carl was bit. Were you surprised when you originally read that in the script?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think everyone was very surprised when they found out about it. But I mean, it's ultimately like when, you know, when Scott, the showrunner, kind of sat me down and talked me through how it fits into the story and into everyone else's, all the other characters' kind of stories, it really just kind of made sense.
Well, yeah, because if Carl wasn't saved, do you think characters like Rick, Daryl, or Maggie could be at risk too?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think this is a great example of showing that no one is safe on the show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what makes it exciting. Yeah, shows like A Walking Dead and Game of Thrones, no one. I think they've proven that.
When he sat you down to like talk to you about that, did it feel like he was breaking up with you, like in a way?
In a way, I guess so, yeah. But
or he's going to have to kill you.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it ended up being, you know, not a bad thing at all for the show and for my career. It's definitely for the best.
So what can you tease us with this Sunday?
You're going to need, if you have any pets, you're going to need them to cuddle up with you. And you're going to need a blanket, some tissues.
So there's going to be some animal abuse.
Gonna be
okay.
No, it's definitely a very sad episode.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to need tissues for sure.
No more spoilers then. All right. And how much longer do you think the show will last? Do you think it's near the end? Do you think it's going to be going for a few more seasons?
I mean, there's really no way to tell. It's just, you know, the comics are coming up on their 200th issue, came out soon enough. And you know, there's really no telling how long the show will go on.
And you started working on the show when you were about, what, 10?
Yeah, I was 10.
Do you remember your audition? How old are you now, by the way?
18.
So you're 18, okay. Yeah. Do you remember your audition vividly?
I remember the last audition that I did very vividly. Just because Frank Darabont and Galen Hurd and I think a couple other people were in the room, and it was... It was very intense, that's for sure. But I remember my first day on the set, I just remember it being so hot, and I just had to like wash. I had like one line, but I had to like wash this pan over and over and over again. And it was so tedious and all. I just remember it being so like sweaty and disgusting.
So they put you to work.
Oh, yeah.
First day. Okay. Yeah. It's got to feel good to get a new haircut, huh?
Oh, man. It feels so good. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you not cut your hair for like 8 years?
Well, it's obviously they trimmed it to kind of keep it the same length, but. I had long hair for, you know, since I was really 12.
Wow.
Being on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a trip.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good right now.
Thank you.
But you're busy too. You got a couple films coming out this year. What can you tell us about these roles?
Yeah. I just finished a movie called Inherit the Viper back in December. And I play this like redneck, white trash kind of kid. They had to cut my hair into a mullet. It was really gross.
Nice. Hey, easy on the mullets. I'm guilty of one of those back in the day.
And then I just finished another one called Only, and it's I get to play like this psychopath kind of character, and it's
wow, intense roles.
Yeah, very intense roles.
Very cool. And what's this Eclipse album that's all over your social media? Is that you?
Yeah, yeah. I started producing music about a year and a half ago under the alias Eclipse. And I'm just now starting to put all of it out and do some shows and really exciting stuff.
Are you a musician as well, or are you just into producing it?
I just produce, yeah. I can't play any instruments, but I produce.
What kind of music?
Electronic, like EDM kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Right on.
Thank
Busy.
You.
Ambitious.
Yeah.
And is it true you ordered one of those flamethrowers from Elon Musk?
Very true, yeah.
What you gonna do with that?
I honestly have no clue. I just impulsively bought it. I don't know why.
Have you tried it out?
I haven't gotten it yet.
We haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah. Isn't there some trouble shipping them? I was reading.
Probably, yeah.
I was reading that he's having trouble actually shipping them.
May I ask what a flamethrower goes for these days?
Well, technically, it's like a very large torch because it has. I'm assuming it's a propane tank, but it won't go past 10 feet. The flame. So it's not technically a flamethrower.
Right. And what are they going for? I'm just curious what a flamethrower costs.
Like price wise.
Like $500.
It's like $500. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad if you've got. You know, certain, I don't know, intruders, I guess.
I really don't.
Toast them right up.
I mean, it wouldn't really work on zombies, though, right? Because zombies, you have to, like, hit in the head.
Yeah.
You can't just set them on fire.
Yeah. Oh, so zombies, they're good with fire.
No, they keep going, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, unless, until they're, you know, the brain is, like, cooked. It's,
yeah.
They're still going to be going.
Yeah. No, this is purely for, like, home invasion.
I guess like shooting 10 feet of flames in your living room is a great idea.
Well, no, that's true. You want to catch them in the yard. That's true. You know, and then your house burns down. Scratch that idea. Scratch that, Chandler. Don't listen to me. Your Walking Dead co-star, Danai. She's getting a lot of love for the Black Panther these days. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but she's been killing it lately. I'm super, super excited for her. I can't wait to see the movie.
That's so cool, excited. Man.
Yeah.
Well, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? Current song obsession.
Ooh.
See, as a music producer, you got to plug one of your own right there.
Right? Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Eclipse album.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think. There's one song that I've always loved. It's by the Naked and Famous. It's called Grow Old, and it's so good. Okay. And it actually helped me so much with like with some of my performances on The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Cool.
Last show you binged watched?
The OA. I just finished that.
Did you like it?
A couple days ago. It was really good. Yeah. Okay. And I'm currently binging Mindhunter right now.
Oh, okay.
So good.
That's really good.
It's amazing.
I know. Okay. Maybe those are ones I have to catch up on. Nickname growing up?
It's kind of still my alias for like gaming and stuff like that. So I'm a big gamer. Okay. Chair Handler.
What is it? Chair Handler?
Chair Handler. Yeah.
Ooh, what's the backstory there?
One of my I guess it kind of sounds like Chandler, but
oh.
But I don't know. One of my friends kind of gave me that nickname and called me Chair for years. So
okay, Chair Handler.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh man, that's a good question. I mean, I think like, you know, a lot of I watched a lot of Disney shows when I was younger, obviously. So I think like Demi Lovato and like Selena Gomez and like a lot of those girls I was really into when I was like 10.
There you go.
So yeah,
you like yourself a nice little Latina. Get that. Time travel destination.
Oh boy. I don't know. Some point, like maybe just like a few years into the future, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Nothing like too crazy, but just like. I don't know.
See if The Walking Dead's still on.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's
see
not
if
so bad.
Eclipse has blown up.
Yeah.
Well, Chair Handler, thanks for coming by.
Of course.
The Walking Dead returns Sunday on AMC. You can follow him on Instagram at ChandlerRiggs5. Now, why didn't you go Chair Handler with the Instagram handle?
I should have. I should have done it.
Keep it all, yeah. All platforms.
All Chair Handler, yeah.
All Chair Handler. All right, man. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.